This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Avalanche danger continues to be high in the backcountry with an avalanche watch moving into an avalanche warning through tonight. Here is Brian Lazar with the Colorado Avalanche Information Center.
That means dangerous avalanche conditions are here. We are no longer expecting them. They are here right now. They're on our doorstep. And during the period of avalanche warnings, we simply recommend people do not travel in or under backcountry avalanche terrain.
Always check with colorado.gov/avalanche. A new playground is planned for Emerald Park. It will be bigger than what's there now. Two open houses are scheduled for March 19th and April 30th at House and Ice Arena. Designs will be finalized with construction set to begin in the fall. The new playground to be finished by summer 2026. Sizzling salsas were on the menu last night in Yampa at the second annual Fired Up Salsa Contest and Loaded Nacho Night. It's a fundraiser to support the annual 4th of July parade in Yampa. Strawberry Park Elementary hosted happy families from throughout Steamboat Springs for their family reading jamboree last night. The Hayden Tap House is now open for business starting at noon today. It's at 200 North Walnut Street in Hayden. It's a new tap house and business in town. The 78th annual Kiwanis Play is tonight, tomorrow in the pavilion at the Moffat County Fairgrounds. Doors open at 7. Tonight is Friday Night Fun with Friends and Craig with the Friends from the Natural History Museum. It's from 5 to 7 in the Chamber Building. The 11th annual Stars Mountain Challenge is Saturday at Steamboat Resort. All proceeds support the Stars Adaptive Program designed for individuals with disabilities. There's a sensory-friendly movie that's at 1 o'clock Saturday in Craig. It's Paddington 3 at West Twin Cinema. The first Bud Light Rocks the Boat free concert series, that's Saturday afternoon at Steamboat Resort. The band is Clay Street Unit. In sports, the number 32-seeded Steamboat Springs Sailors boys basketball team is playing number 1-seeded Kent Denver in the Chassa Class 4A Basketball State Playoffs. That's tonight at 5. The Moffat County girls basketball team, they're in the round of 32 for the state playoffs. Their first game's tonight at 8 against Devlin on the Front Range. Also in Craig, sports officials are wanted for baseball in May, soccer in July, followed by fall football. The minimum age is 14. Please reach out to the Parks and Rec Department for the City of Craig. And don't forget, spring forward on Sunday. Set your clocks ahead 1 hour. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.